In a working-class neighborhood of East Los Angeles, an auto parts store has become famous. George Monroy is the owner.
People fly in from all around the world. They take taxis here.
Those visitors don't come for auto parts. They're here to play in the arcade created by his son.
Hi, my name is Ken Monroy, and I make arcade games.
In the summer of 2011, when he was 9, Kane created this arcade out of cardboard boxes in his father's store. Kane waited for a customer, but no one came to play until the last day before the beginning of school.
Actually, the last day of summer is when the day he met Nirvan.
I needed a door handle for my 96 Corolla and just rolled into this auto parts store.
And Nirvan Malik, a filmmaker, became Kane's first official customer.
When I scored a point, he would crawl into the box and push out tickets from inside the box. And that's the point where my heart just kind of stopped. And I was brought back to when I was 9 and just reminded of being a kid.
Kane's Arcade grand opening.
Malik decided to make a short film on Kane's Arcade. He posted it on the internet and set up a scholarship fund for Kane with the goal of raising $25,000.
The first day the film was online, it raised over $60,000. Got over 1 million views. After 5 days, there was $152,000 raised.
Kane's Arcade also inspired the Imagination Foundation, which encourages creativity and entrepreneurship in children around the world. Children from Sri Lanka to Singapore and even Dubai have created cardboard creations inspired by Kane. Zaya Paramore Andrade made this puzzle out of a cardboard box and spoke to VOA from Dubai through Skype.
We just need some hot glue and some cardboard cutouts, and then you can just lay it on there.
An English-speaking group of mothers in Dubai invited children to build cardboard creations and share them at this party. Maeve Butler made this castle and took it to the party. She also spoke to VOA via Skype.
You could put funny things on, like a mask or some funny mustache or glasses, and then you got to take a picture on the fake TV made out of cardboard.
It's kind of cool. I inspired people.
George Monroy says Kane has changed. He used to stutter when he talked.
And now it's all gone away. He's not that shy little kid he was a year ago. He has changed 100%. He does a lot better in school. He has a lot more confidence.
Kane Monroy opens his arcade most weekends for anyone to stop by and play. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.